Okay. The Gemara in Shabbos that everybody's familiar with talks about the sugyas of Hanukkah. So the Gemara asks, "My Hanukkah? So what is Hanukkah?" The Tanur Rabbanan, said, "B'chafei, the word b'chafei, b'kislev, you made the Hanukkah tamnia inun. These are the from the 25th day of Kislev. These are the 8 days that were mispaid behind." Not to make a spade them with loyalists on his behind, not to fast on them. Because when the Yavon came into the Hechel, Timukash, Manim, they made all the oils, Tame, Sheba Hechel that were in the Beis HaMikdash. Ukshagavra Mapasi, Beis Hashmonai, and when the Beis Hashmonai were stronger, Vinishuam, and they won the battle, Vodku, they checked, Loy Motsuel, Pachachachach, Shal Shemen, he only found one pack of oil, Shahimunach, the Chesami Shokhan Gadol, that had been placed with the seal of the Kain Gadol. It was only enough to light for one day. Nasabai Nais, Bedlikmi Menashmani Yom. It was the Nais that was done, it lasted for 8 days. The Shana Acharis, the next year, Kavuam, they were Kaiveyait, they set it to be a permanent Yomtif, Vasum Yom Taivin, Bahal Vahidam. And they made it Yom Tovim of Halvan Haidah. So, if we look at the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara in Shabbos is saying very clearly that that the Chashmonaim came in, they found this Pachshemen, the Pachshemen lasted for 8 days, and because the Pachshemen lasted for 8 days, the next year, Chazal came in and they were Kaveya Chanukah. Right? Very black and white. Now, what is Chanukah? Yimei Halav V'Hoidah. That's how the Gemara is setting up. Before we get into the mitzvah of the menorah, the way the Gemara is being kaveya, the chiyuv of Hanukkah, is that it's a chiyuv of Yimei Halav V'Hoidah, days where you have to say halal. So if I were to ask you, why do we say halal on Hanukkah? The Torah sounds from this Gemara very simply because the Chashmonaim came in, found the Pachshemen, Pachshemen lasted for 8 days, therefore we say Halal. Right? Very simple forward Gemara. The problem is that the Gemara in Pesachim is Mufurish not like this. The Gemara in Pesachim on Kuf Yud Zayin says that the Nevi'im or Mesakim to say Halal at different points, the Gemara says Al Kol Perek U Perek V'Al Kol Tzara V'Tzara. Every Perek U Perek, what's a Perek? So the Gemara says that's the Shalosh Regalim. Chazal were kaveh that on the Yom Tovim we have to say halal on every Yom Tov. And in addition to that, they were kaveh that we have to say halal on. We have to say halal on Kol Tzara V'Tzara, every trouble. And when do we say on a trouble? B'Shas Gulasa. And when we get saved from a danger, that's when we say halal. Zok Rashi in the Rashbam in Bava Basra. Zok Rashi in the Rashbam in Sochim, Kuf Yud Zayin. What is a tzara that we say halal for? Chanukah. Those things that the Gemara is saying, that why do I have a chiv to say halal on Chanukah? Nothing to do with the Pachshemen. The reason you have a chiv to say halal on Chanukah is because Klal Yisrael had a salvation from a tzara. And since it was an amazing geula, maybe you'll say it's Ayyidei Neis, that's why we're saying Kigoyin Chanukah. But Rashi and the Rashbam say Kigoyin Chanukah. We have a salvation like Chanukah, we have to say halal. So what's the pshat? Just push it, the machlokes, not the machlokes, but it seems that there's a stira in the Gemara. So the Gemara in Pesachim is saying, why do you say halal? You say halal because it's a geula from a tzara, it's a geula from a problem. And the Gemara in Shabbos is saying, the reason you say halal is because we found the Pachshem. Push it, the stira. So, let's start out by talking about the machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid. When the Rambam brings down the chiv of Howl in An Chanukah, he brings it down in Par Gimel in Hilchas Chanukah Alachavov. So this is the lashon of the Rambam. Loi Howl shel Chanukah belvad hu shi midivrei seifrin. Not only is Chanukah alone midivrei seifrin, but Kriyas Howl lo oil midivrei seifrin. Kriyas Howl is always midivrei seifrin. B'chol hayomim shegaymin bahenes ha-howl. All the days that we say the whole Howl, that is the 8 days of Chanukah, the other days, the whole Sukkot, the first days of Pesach, Shavuos. Every time we say Halal, it's Every time we say the whole howl, is a chiyuv midivrei sofer. B'shmeinah say yain b'shana mitzvah ligmar banas howl. Ve'eluhein, so then it goes through them. Okay. Zok the Ravid. V'yesh b'hem asei midivrei kabbalah. Hashir yelachem kol ha-mikdash chad. Ravid says, I don't know what the Rambam is talking about. There's no such chiyuv midivrei sofer that you have to say howl on Chanukah. The chiyuv midivrei kabbalah. What's the chiyuv midivrei kabbalah? The Ravid is quoting our Gemara in Pesachim, which says that the Nevi'im were misakin, they get to say howl, I'll call tzar of the tzar. And from the Gemara in Pesachim, what do you see? You see klar that the Gemara is saying that the Nevi'im were misakin. I mean, the Gemara seems to be saying black and white. The Nevi'im were misakin that you have to say howl whenever you have a salvation. So what does it mean whenever you have a salvation? Zok the Ravid like Rashi and the Rashbam in the Gemara in Pesachim. You have the chiyuv say howl and Chanukah. So that's why, don't tell me that the chiyuv say howl and Chanukah is midivrei sofer, it's midivrei rabbanan. The Gemara is beforeish, that's midivrei kabbalah, it's from the Nevi'im. So that's why the Ravid doesn't like the Rambam. So, the Magen Mishnah says that how in the world is the Rambam going to learn the Gemara? Right? We said the Gemara says black and white. You have a chiyuv to say how midivrei sofer, a chiyuv to say how midivrei kabbalah. Because the Nevi'im were misakin, you have to say it whenever you have a problem, you get saved. God's call Israel, get saved. You have to say help. Zok the Magen Mishnah, the Rambam is learning with the Gemara in Pesachim, that the Gemara in Pesachim just meant at the time that you're actually saved. At the time that you're actually saved from a major tzara, kigayin Chanukah, or for that matter, kigayin any other problem. We'll get political. Independence Day in Israel, maybe the first time it happened. Zok the Rambam, as soon as it happens, there's a tzara that you have to come, that God's Kol Yisrael had a Yeshua from. So at the time that it happens, Amadi, you have to say Hallel. The next year. You want to say Hallel the next year? No, that's not Midivrei Kabbalah anymore. That's only going to be Midivrei Sofer. That's only going to be a halacha mid Rabbanan. Yet the Ravid is not learning like the Rambam. The Ravid is learning the Gemara, that when the Gemara says that the Nevi'im were misakin, you have to say Hallel, obviously it means Ladaris. It doesn't just mean at that time. And that's why when you have a chiyuv to say Hallel on Chanukah, it's Midivrei Sofer. Not saying any Kedusha. The Magen Mishnah said that the Rambam understood the Gemara in Pesachim, which said that you have to say Hallel when you have a Yeshua. Midivrei Nevi'im, when the Nevi'im were Misakim, you have to say that Hallel. It's only at the actual salvation. That year that the Klal Yisrael got saved by the Hashmonaim, then they Taka had to say Hallel. The next year already, there was no Chiv Midivrei Nevi'im to say Hallel anymore. So we have to understand what's the basic machlokes the Rambam and the Ravid. Why is it that the Ravid is saying that the Gemara in Pesachim is mechayv hal l'daris? And why is it that the Rambam is saying that it's not mechayv l'daris, it's only mechayv at that time? Partially the thing we have to understand. So let's bring in one more machlokes, and then we'll try to understand it. The Rambam and the Ravid have machlokes about making a bracha on the howl of Rosh Chodesh. We all know, what do we all do? We all make a bracha on the howl of Rosh Chodesh, correct? That's what everybody does? Rather, the briskers don't. I'll show you why not. But the rest of the world does, right? The rest of the world, we make a howl on Rosh Chodesh. We make a howl on Rosh Chodesh, we make a bracha on howl. The Rambam says you don't. The Rambam says you don't make a bracha on howl of Rosh Chodesh. So, what's the machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid? So the Kesef Mishnah explains that the reason the Ravid says that you have to make a bracha of Hal on Rosh Chodesh is because Paisus in Erichin says that the reason Chazal wanted to be Kaveya, Rosh Chodesh should have Hal and should have a bracha, is because what we want to tell everybody is Rosh Chodesh. So the only way that we're going to know it's Rosh Chodesh is if we do something unusual in order to tell everybody today's Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, Chazal or Kaveya, a chiyuv hal on the tzibur. Not only do you have to say hal, you even have to say hal with a bracha. So zot, because of Mishnah, that the Ravid is learning like Taismas. Okay, so beautiful. So what? So why did the Rambam go like the Ravid? The Rambam disagreed on the facts. There's machlokes and metzias going on here about whether Chazal saw there was an importance to announce Rosh Chodesh. I mean, the Rambam himself says that it's a minhag from the Chachamim to say hal on Rosh Chodesh. Obviously, the Rambam himself understood that the reason that the Chazal were Kaveya, that we should say Halal and Rosh Chodesh, is to in fact be Mekaris from Rosh Chodesh. So why shouldn't we make a bracha? Why is it that the Rambam is saying we don't make a bracha? So let me tell you a Gemara in Erechim. The Gemara in Erechim says like this. The Gemara goes through all the different days when you say Halal and Rosh Chodesh. Gemara in Erechim and Daf Yud, it starts on Amar Alf, it goes from the days. And the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says that b'tchila, when you start, and you say that you have to go with the assumption that there are two basic things which you need in order to create a chiyuv of halal. What are those two things? The two things are A, ikri mayit, the day that you're dealing with, about you want to know whether the day should have halal, A, it has to be called the yomtiv, and B, in addition to having be called the yomtiv, it has to have the isser malach. If it doesn't have those two things, Isser Malacha, and in fact it's called Yom Tif, Zakt Gemara and Erechin, there's nothing to talk about. You don't say Halal. Zakt Gemara, that's why, Hamashal and Yom Tif, you say Halal. Why do you say Halal? Because Yom Tif is called a Mayu. It's called, the Torah calls every Yom Tif a Mayu. And there's an Isser Malacha on Yom Tif. Aye, so what do you say? Why do you say Halal on Rosh Chodesh? Why do you say Halal on Chol Hamoed or Sukkos? Zakt Gemara, Avada, you shouldn't say it. But why do you say it? Because every day has different karbanos. So since every day has different karbanos, the karban musaf is different every day of Sukkos. So mamela, that takes the place of the Issa Malach. Normally, it's true that you're allowed to do malach on Chol Hamoed, but we have different karbanos every day, so therefore you don't say it. Masha Enkein, Chol Hamoed Pesach, which every day of Chol Hamoed Pesach is all the same, it's all the same karban, and you're allowed to do malacha. So therefore it's clear from the therefore it can't be that you have a heap to say owl. I'm Chol Hamoed Pesach. If you're going to say it, you for sure are not going to say the whole halal, which, by the way, is why we only say a half a halal. You should know, just, I don't mean to confuse you, but whenever we say a half a halal, it's because it's not one of the days which B'etzim has a few halal. When we say a half a halal, I'm Chol Hamoed Pesach, but Chol Hamoed Sukkos, we say the whole halal. So Zot Gemara, what about Shabbos? Let's say halal on Shabbos. Gemara says there's a Nisim Malacha, but it's not called Mayit. So the Gemara says, let's say halal on Rosh Chodesh. Zot Gemara, Rosh Chodesh is called Mayit. We have a pasuk that refers to Rosh Chodesh as Mayit, but we know Rosh Chodesh is Mutar B'Malacha. So therefore, there's no makom to be kaveya Achi of Halal on Rosh Chodesh. So say to Gemara, what about Chanukah? Chanukah, there's no Issa Malacha, and Chanukah is not called the Yomtiv, not called Bayit, and there's no Issa Malacha. So if there's no Issa Malacha, A, and B, in addition to no Issa Malacha, there's also no Issa Malacha. And it's not called Mayit, so it's like Gemara. How in the world do we say Halal on Chanukah? We're saying the whole Halal with the Bracha. Zot the Gemara, that because of the Nes, it's different. That's all the Gemara says. Nisa Shaini. Because of the Nes, it's different. Now, the Pashtus is that the Gemara is saying that yes, it's true we just got done laying down this whole foundation. That the only way you can normally be Mechayiv Halal on a normal day is if, with a bracha, is if A, there's an Isser Malacha, and B, if it's called Yom Tif. Well, now we're introducing another possibility. If you have a good reason to say Halal, even if it doesn't have these two things involved, that's also enough to make a Chiyuv of Halal on such a day. And therefore, Chanukah is not called Mayit, does not have an Isser Malacha. But since, if Kesumei Nisa, since it's Halal V'Hoidah on the Nes of Chanukah, but mainly we say Halal. It's the Pashtus. So the Pashtus is that the Gemara is saying that if I have an important reason to say Halal, other than these two reasons, Stam, Hasumi Nisa, I want to make a Halal because we want to be in the first of the Nes of Chanukah, it's also a good reason. And therefore you should say Halal with the Bracha, the Dairis, also. Now, that's the Pashtus of the Gemara, which sounds exactly like the right. So, what's the Rambam going to do? Huh? Oh, so let me explain. The Gemara is saying that I have a chiyuv to say Halal on Chanukah alt Nisa, right? So why am I saying this is like the Ravid? Because the Ravid said that if I have an important reason to say Halal, not Yom Tif, not Yisr Malacha, just Kesumei Nisa. It's enough. It's enough to tell people, say Halal with the Bracha. Right? That's what the Gemara said. I say, how on Hanukkah? Because we have Mishum Nisa. Because of a Nes. What's this Nisa? The Gemara is giving the possibility that if we have a good enough reason to say Howl, we don't need the two basic criteria to say Howl. So this is the Rabbi Baruch Chaim. The Rabbi Baruch Chaim said what? The Rabbi Baruch Chaim said that because we, Chazal, wanted everybody to know it's Rosh Chodesh, they came along and they said, there's an important reason to say. Everybody should say Howl. Make a bracha. What? So therefore we'll make it a chatzi halal because we don't want to go for neged the Gemara that just said give me these two things in order to be kaveh a full halal. But what do I want to bring out of this Gemara? What I want to bring out of this Gemara is that the pashtus of the Gemara is, before we get fancy, seems to be saying exactly like the idea of the Rav and Rebbe Yehudah, which is that the Gemara is saying if I have another reason, a good reason, to say halal, and it doesn't fit the criteria of Isser Malacha and a Ikri Mayit, it's enough to say you have to say Howl on. It's enough to say that it's a chiyuv to say Howl on whatever day that you have this important need. Since Chazal saw an important need to say Howl on Rosh Chodesh, they were kaveya that you have to say Howl with a bracha. Now, okay, so Chazal felt that this is an important reason. Chazal felt that was an important reason, but at least we can. No, because there's clearly a difference in the darga of the chiyuv. Chanukah, you have to say the whole howl, so obviously there was more of a need. Fakat, it's exactly like you're saying. What? And who said that? No, so you see clearly that don't be gaiver, but how do you see that don't make a bracha? What is one of the two of the other? You don't have a right. So let's come back. Okay, I hear your kasha. After you hear the Shtickle Torah, I think it'll answer your kasha. Okay. Alright, now, so we're saying like this. We're saying that the pashtus of the Gemara seems to say that if you have an important reason to say howl, make a bracha. Let's pull out the Rambam. So how's the Rambam going to learn the Gemara? We said that the Rambam understands for the Rapasha that you don't make a bracha on the howl of Rosh Chodesh. And Beis, we said for Dhamma Pashit that we understand that when you make Howl on Chanukah, it's only the Recipher. So what's the chat in the Rambam? The Gemara seems to say, if you have an important reason to say Howl with a bracha, say it. So L'chayr, what was bothering the Rambam is that what's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara asked, we said that there's two criteria that you need to say Howl. A, Ikri Mayit, B, Yisra Malacha. Wait a minute. There's a Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara in Pesachim says that if you have a tzara, and you have a geula from a tzara, you have a chiyuv from the Nevi'im, you have to say Howl. So what's the whole kasha to ask? That, wait a minute, Chanukah doesn't have an Yisra Malacha, and Chanukah is not called Mayid, so don't say Howl. How do we say Howl on Chanukah? Wait a minute, you forgot the Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara in Pesachim says that if you have a geula from a tzara, what do you do? You say Howl. So you don't need these two things. What do we? Gemara forgot that Gemara? What happened? How did the Gemara get to the Kasha? Where does this Kasha start from? So like the Rav, you'll have to say the Gemara and the Kasha Taka didn't go with that Kiddush of the Gemara himself. And Lamaskana, that was Guf Tarets. We should Nisa Shiny is that we said in Pesach that when you say Howl, what do? Because of a Geula from a Tzara, we said in Pesach, how called Tzara V'Tzara, the Nevi'im, where Misakim you say Howl. So therefore, that's our Gemara's answer here. What's Mishum Nisa Shaini? What's the Gemara saying? Why do you say Howl on Hanukkah? Not because it's a Yom Tov, not because it's called Mayit, but Mishum Nisa Shaini. Because the Nevi'im, we're Misakim, that's how you say Howl. So Mamel, if I have an important reason to say Howl, and it doesn't fit these two, things, say it. But the Rambam is saying like this. The Rambam is saying, wait a minute. The Gemara and the Kasha, Avada knew what the Gemara said in Tzachar. Avada the Gemara understood in Pesachim. Avada the Gemara understood in Erechin, like the Gemara came out of Pesachim. The Gemara came out of Pesachim that why do you say Howl every time there's a Tzara, you say Howl out for Geula. So therefore, if that's the Pshat, if that's the Gemara, then what's the Gemara's Kashi here in Erechin? The Gemara in Erechin is asking, how in the world do you say Allah Kanaka? The Gemara already said, you say Allah every time you have a Tzara. You get saved from it, so you say Allah. So what's the Gemara's Kashi? This is all the Rambam, Al-Karchok, what's the Gemara's understanding that that Gemara in Pesachim, which says that you have to heave to make Hal on the Shaydish, that you have a heave to make Hal when you have a Geula from a Tzara, is only at the time. It's only at the time that you have the Geula. But L'dairis, what's the Chiv? Ah, that's where the Gemara in Erechin is coming from. That L'dairis, how can you have a Chiv? L'dairis, the only way you can be Kaveh Achiv Howl is only with these two dinim. But if you don't have these two dinim, can you ever be Kaveh Achiv Howl? Absolutely not. So that's what the Gemara is understanding. Then it's another Pashut that the Gemara says that you get saved from a Geula. You say Howl, that's only at the actual Geula. It's Mimela, the Gemara in Erechin is asking, how do you know to say that you say Hal on Hanukkah? If you don't have these two dinim, to be Kaivei, I'll let Darius that you have a key of Hal. So how do you know that? You don't have the two dinim, you can't have a Hal with Darius. You can only have a Hal with Darius if you have those two things. It's a Malacha and it's Mimela. If you don't have those two things, there's no Malacha for Hal Bechla. So therefore, Zakhtar Rambam, the Gemara answered, that Mishum Nisa Shiny, what's the Tarets? That because Chazal saw a Nais, and we saw in the Gemara Shabbos, the Gemara in Chafal, what happened when the Chazal saw a Nais? They were Kaveya Yomtif. Not just that they were Kaveya Chiyav, they were Kaveya Yomtif Machmas a Nais. So normally a Yomtif, what does a Yomtif need to be Machayav Hal? Ikri Mayid and Isser Malacha, Zot the Rambam, if I have a Yomtif, which is Machmas and Neis. If I have a Yomtif which came, Machmas and Neis, Memeilo that's Machayev Ha'al. Memeilo that's Machayev Ha'al. What's the Chiv of Ha'al? The Yomtif. The Yomtif that Chazal are Kaveya because of a Neis. Now the Yomtif itself is going to be Machayev Ha'al. So come to Chais, like the Rambam, what's going on here? Chazal saw this Neis of the Bach Shemen, and they said we can be Kaveya Yomtif now. Because we had a Gevalt of Nitzachim. It's Memeilo, now that we have a Yom Tov Shal Chanukah, that's Mechayev Ha'al. Now you want to come to be Mechayev Ha'al of the Shemesh? There's no Makkah for that. It's not a Yom Tov Machmas Neis. It's not a Yom Tov Machmas Neis. There's no Simulacha. You want to come to be Mechayev Ha'al of the Shemesh? Nothing to talk about. I presume a Nisa, presume a Milsa, that it's a Shemesh. You want everybody to know it's a Shemesh. Gevaldik! A minute, the Recipe, it's Gevaldik, say Ha'al. But a Bracha? It doesn't pass to make a Chiv Ha'al with a Bracha unless it's either Yom Tiv Machmas Nisa or it's Yom Tiv with Ikri Mayid and Issa Malach. So Mamela, the Rambam is saying that therefore, if I have an Issa Malacha and if I have an Issa Malacha and I have Ikri Mayid, that's one way, or else Yom Tiv Machmas Nisa, that's the other way. The Shchedish doesn't fit, so therefore there's no Machin to say Ha'al on the Shchedish.
Not to have a good reason.
What?
Not to have a good reason.
So you see, the Rambam will tell you, you see clear from this Gemara, that a good reason is not enough. What's the biggest raya, a good reason is not enough? The Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara in Pesachim said, I got a great reason. The whole Klal Yisrael had a Gevaldik Yeshua. So say Ha'al. Say Ha'al every year. But since the Gemara in Erechin asked the Kasha, yeah, how can you make a Chiv Ha'al L'dairis? Al Karchach, that's because we understood that the Gemara in Pesachim is saying, you don't say Ha'al L'dairis if you just have a good reason. You only say a Ha'al L'dairis if you have a Yomtif. So what do you want to do? Every time you have a Muhammad, you want to make a Yomtif? No. Then you need a Nais. Then you need the Nais of the Bach Shemen to show me that now that we have a Nitzachim, maybe we should make a Yomtif. So that's why the Lashon is that after they saw the Nais, then they were Kaveh the Yomtif. Come to Chais, the Yomtif itself, what are you going to do on this Yomtif? It's going to be Yimei Halva Haidah and the Nitzachim that Klal Yisrael had. How do the Chacham know to be Kaveh? Because we have a Nais of Bach Shemen to show us that this is a Nitzachim which requires a Yomtif. Now that we have Yomtif, that came back Mas Nais, maybe that's Machai Vahal. So that's how we're going to have a Chiv Ha'al on Chanukah coming in Divrei Sefer. So it comes out, just at the end of the day, we're going to have Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid as to what's Machai Vahal on Chanukah. Is it because of Divrei Sefer? Or is it because it's Divrei Kabbalah? The Ravid again went that the Gemara Pesachim said that with Darius, you have a Chiv Ha'al because you had a Nitzachim. Nothing to do with Yomtif. So what? What? Chazal Kadeya, Chiyuv Yom Tov. It's a sitta fast. The same thing you'll say hello. You would have said hello anyway, but you'll say hello. So that's what the Raavad is learning in the Gemara Pesach. So let me just come back. I started with the Gemara that says that what happened, Chazal said that they found the Pashem and they came in and they made Yimei Hal V'Hoida. What's why Yimei Hal V'Hoida? He was already Yimei Hal. He was already Hal before they ever came around, according to the Raavad, because before Chazal came to be Kaveh Yom Tov, the fact that Klai Shal had a Geula is enough to be Mechai V'Hal. It's good, like the Rambam, because like the Rambam, without a Tfiyat Yom Tov, there's no Chiv Hal in Deus. Mashaykin like the Raavad. What's the chat with Gemara? So, how was it? The Beis Yosef asked the famous Kasha, I'm sure you guys have all heard it, every Masiva, the whole Yom Tov, why do we have 8 days of Hanukkah? We should only have seven. The Ner naturally would have burnt for one day, right? But it burnt for 8 days. So the first day, why do we make a Yom Tov? That's the Beis Yosef's famous, famous Kasha. There's a million fruits in it. Zok Tepi Chadosh, one of the most famous answers, which the Beis Yosef himself doesn't say, that the first day of Hanukkah is for the Nitzachon of the Mochama, and the seven other days is for Yimei Hal V'Hayda. So we can say that the Raavad is going to learn the Gemara like the three Chadosh. That Avada, the reason that they made a Chiyuv Hal L'Dairis was why the first day of Hanukkah, the same way they lit the first Ner because of the Nitzachon of the Mochama, they would have a Chiyuv the first day of Yom Tov to say Hal L'Dairis because they had a Nitzachon from the Mochama. Well, what's with the rest of the Yom Tov? Why say hell the other 7 days? You don't need to say hell for 8 days when you have need something. You need to say hell for one day when you have need something. So after Raavad, that's the Gemara in Shabbos. That the other 7 days, why are you saying hell? So for that, for those 7 days, after the first day, which I would have a chiv hell with others anyway, so after Raavad, that's why the Chazal had to be kaveh a chiv hell. Because the rest of it... Yes, it's the 8 days of Hanukkah, but what's the 8 days? The first day, they would have had to do it anyway. The first day was already from Takanas Tevin, according to the Raavad. The rest of the seven days is going to be because of the fact that Chazal came in and they were Kaveh Yom Tov. That's Mechai V'Hal. If we say like this, this is where it gets beautiful. So why did Beis Yosef Taka not say like the Bichadosh? I mean, he couldn't have figured that answer out. It's such a massive Kiddush. The first day is for Yom Tov, and the other seven are not. The other seven days are for the Ner. For the Ner Hanukkah, what is for the Muhammad? It's a beautiful dance. For some of you were Muhammad when you were in third grade. So why didn't the Beis Yosef say it to be Chadosh? It's hard to question. Because the Beis Yosef understood like the Rambam. That without the Nes Bechlal, without the Nes of the Pashemin, there's no Mokka to be Mechayiv Achiv Halidayus. There's no Mokka for a Yom Tov. The only way I make a Yom Tov is only if I have a Nes. Now that I have a Nes, what do? I go back and I be Kaveh 8 days of Yom Tov of Hanukkah? But the first day, even the first day is totally on the Nes. Because without the Nes, there's no Mokka for a Tvias Yom Tov. And without a Tvias Yom Tov, there's no Mokka for a Chiyuv Hal. So Mamela, it comes out that if there's no Mokka for a Chiyuv Hal, because there's no Yom Tov, there's nothing to talk about. So look, the Beis Yosef couldn't say that, Terence. The same way I'm going to have a Yom Tov with a Chiyuv Hal the first day, because the Nes was Megala, that now I have to have 8 days of Hal by Duffin and Mitzachin, is Mamela that can't say the first days for the Mitzachin and the seven last days are for the Muhammad. The whole Terence doesn't start. Because, again, the Rambam is going that the whole 8 days of the Etzim are for the Mitzachin of the Muhammad. It's just that how do we know to be condensed into Yom Tov? Only because we had a Nes Gola. Once we had a Nes Gola that Chazal saw that now there's a Chash of a reason between Misak and a Yom Tov of Hanukkah, now they came in, they said, the Chiv of there's a Yom Tov Machmas the Nes of Hanukkah to have Hal V'Haigah for the Geula that we had. Since we have a Yom Tov of Hanukkah for that Geula, Mamela, what are we going to do? We're going to say Hal.